Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Dalet and He. Mishnah Dalet says, Elu hein haniskalin. These are the people who, if convicted, are sentenced to be stoned. Haba'al ha'em, one who has sexual relations with his mother. Bial eshes ha'av, and one who has relations with his father's wife, meaning his stepmother, even if she's not his mother, father's wife is still prohibited. Bial hakala, on his daughter-in-law. Bial hazahur, and on another male. Bial habehema, and one who has relations with an animal. Ba'isha hamivia es habehema, and a woman who brings an animal into her. Bahamagadeth, and a blasphemer. Baha'oved avodah zarah, and one who worships idols. V'hanosin mizara l'molech, and one who gives his children over to Molech, and if you're wondering why that isn't included in avodah zarah, we'll see when we get to the Bar Neuro. Uba'ov v'yidoni, abalov and yidoni, these are two different types of mediums or clairvoyants, necromancers, some would translate. V'hamachal es ha'shabbos, one who violates Shabbos. V'hamachal aviv v'imo, one who curses his parents. V'haba al nara hamarusa, and one who has relations with a betrothed maiden. That's not to say that other women who are married or betrothed are okay. That's just to say that this is the punishment for this particular individual. V'hamesis, and one who entices an individual to avodah zarah. V'hamediach, and one who entices a multitude to avodah zarah. V'hamachashev, and a sorceress. Uben Soru Mora, and the stubborn and rebellious son. Haba'al ha'em chayav aleha mishum em umishum eshes av. One who has relations with his mother is liable for both his mother and for the wife of his father. Now you might say, what difference does this make? He can only be executed once. The reality is that if he did it accidentally, he would be obligated to bring a carbon, to bring a sacrifice. So there, because he violated two of these laws, he would have to bring two sacrifices. Obviously, if he's going to be executed, it makes no difference how many times he violated, because there's only one execution. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Eino chayv ela mishum ha'em bilvad. Rabbi Huda says he is only liable for violating the rule against mother, not the rule against father's wife. Haba'al eshes av, chayev aleha mishum eshes av, umishum eshes ish. If somebody has relations with his father's wife, his stepmother, then he is liable for both his father's mother and for a married woman. Bein b'chayei aviv, bein la'achar misas aviv. Whether it's during his father's lifetime or after his father passes away. Now again, that's only referring to the part about being the father's wife. That even after the father dies, the stepmother is prohibited to him. The obligation of a married woman would drop off after the father dies. Bein min ha'erisin, bein min ha'nesuyin. And it makes no difference whether they completed the marriage or whether they only did the first part of marriage, which is the erisin, which still counts as being married. Haba'al kalaso, one who has relations with his daughter-in-law. Chayav aleha mishum kalaso, umishum eshes ish. He would be liable for his daughter-in-law and because she's a married woman. Same thing as with the stepmother. Bein b'chayi b'no, bein la'achar misas b'no. And this is true whether his son is still alive or whether his son has passed away. Again, that only refers to the daughter-in-law part. She would remain prohibited to him even after the son passes away, but the married woman part would drop off. Bein min ha'erisin, bein min ha'nesuyin. And it makes no difference whether they had completed both stages of marriage or just the first part. Haba'al ha'zachur v'al ha'behema v'ha'isha mevia es ha'behema. And again it repeats, a man who has relations with another man or with an animal or a woman who has relations with an animal. So then it asks, im adam chata behema mechatas. If the man committed a sin for which he's liable to be executed, what did the animal do that it should be destroyed? Elafi shabas la'adam tekala ayada. It's because the man came to stumble through it, so it was a source of temptation, of evil being brought into the world through it. Lefikach amar hakasev tiksakel, and that's why the Torah says that it too should be stoned. Davar acher, another explanation, shelo tehe habehema overis b'shuk, v'yomru zohi sheniskal ploni al yada. We have concern for human dignity, even someone who committed a crime for which he's executed. So we don't want people to see this animal afterwards and say, oh, look, there's the cow or whatever animal that caused Joe to be stoned. That would be an eternal embarrassment for him. So we destroy the animal to preserve what dignity he has coming. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Elohana Niskalin, these are the ones who are stoned. Ace Vinaihu Diksiv Bahu Skila Behedya. Some of these in the Torah, it specifically says they are to be stoned. Bahanach Deloksiva Bahu Skila, Kasiv Bahu Damav Bo, Demehem Bam. And the others, for whom it doesn't say that they should be stoned, it either says his blood is upon him or their blood is upon them. Komakam Shenemar Damav Bo, Demehem Bam, Eno El Skila. And wherever the Torah says his blood is on him or their blood is on them, it refers to the punishment of Skila. The Alfinan Me'ov Uyidoni, we learn this from those two types of necromancers, Dichsiv, because it says regarding them. Be'evin Yirgamu Osam, Demehem Bam. You shall stone them with rocks, their blood is upon them. Bahanosi Mizara Lamolech, one who gives over his seed to Molech. So the service of Molech was to pass one's children through fire. Ksavar Haitana Molech Lavavadazarhu. This Tana, the one whose opinion is cited here, doesn't think that Molech is a form of idol worship. Elochok Me'umos Ba'almahu. Rather, it's just something that these nations tend to do. So it's evil, it's wicked, but they're not serving an idol by doing it. Midatana Avodazara, Batana Molech. And we see this from the fact that he says Avodazara is prohibited by Skila, and so is Molech. He counts them as two different things. Clearly, he considers Molech not to be a form of idolatry. Bahamakala Alvivimo, one who curses his parents. Chamor Mimaka, this is even worse than one who wounds his parents. Deika Tarte, because he violates two sins. Kolon Avivimo, he embarrasses, he shames his parents. Umotzi Shem Shemaim Levatala, and he also uses God's name in vain. Dehatanan Eno Chayev Ad Sheyakalam Bashem, because we'll see that one is not obligated in Skila for cursing his parents unless he actually cursed them using God's name. Hamesis, the enticer, Eseyachidim, he enticed individuals. Hamediach, and the one who leads astray, Ir Hanidachas, so that's referring to the Rabbim. Abal Ha'em Chayev Aleha, if somebody has relations with his mother, he's guilty on her shtei chatos, two sin offerings. The bahuhu arayas ksiv bahu kares, uksiv bahu chilak chatos. Because for all of these different forbidden relationships, it teaches us that they're deserving of kares, and also they have their own individual sacrifices that are obligated. Vafilu baguf echad b'chein halacha. Even if they are the same person, and this is the halacha. So if one has relations with someone who would violate two different prohibitions, he would be liable, assuming it was not an intentional act that would get him executed, he would be liable for two sacrifices. Bein mina erison, even if they've only completed the first section of the marriage ceremony, the erison. The kivan de kidsha ishtahu, because since they've had this relationship, they've done the kiddushin, she is considered his wife. The ksiv, because the Torah tells us, v'ish ki yikach isha, a man who takes a woman, v'shash l'kicha nichris ishto. So we see from the time that he takes her, she is considered his wife. V'hach kicha kiddushin, and this kicha, this taking, is kiddushin, the erison, the first stage of marriage. Hey de gemar kicha kicha misadei Ephron, because the Gemara learns from a gezeret shava of the word kicha from when Avraham bought the field from Ephron. Let us now continue in Mishnah Hay. So the blasphemer is only guilty when he explicitly says God's name. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, "B'chol yom danin es ha'edim bekinoi yakayosi es yosi." As long as they're going through the trial, they use a euphemism, and the witnesses would say that they heard him say, "May Yosi hit Yosi," Yosi being a euphemism for God. Nigmar hadin, when the case is over, and if they're ready to convict, lo hargin bekinoi, they do not execute him based on this euphemism. Elamotzian es kol ha'adam l'chutz, rather they send everybody out, v'sho'alam es ha'gadol shebehem, and they ask the greatest of the witnesses, v'omrim lo, and they say to him, emor mashe shemata b'feirish, tell us explicitly what you heard. V'hu omer, and he tells them, v'hadayanim omdim al raglehem, v'korin v'lo ma'achin, and the judges, they stand up, and they tear their garments, and they never repair them. And the reason the witnesses don't tear their garments is because they tore them when they heard the guy say it for real in the first place. Bahasheni Omer, and the second witness says, Afani Kamohu, I heard what he heard. Bahashlishi Omer, Afani Kamohu. And the third says, I heard what he heard. So that's assuming there's three witnesses. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. So he's not guilty, Ad she yifrosh es Hashem. He has to explicitly say God's name. Be'yivarech Hashem Bashem. He has to curse God using God's name. Let's skip a little. B'chol yom, every day. Kol zman shehayu nosim v'nosim v'bedikas ha'edim. As long as they are interrogating the witnesses, as long as the trial goes, they use this euphemism. Skipping a little more. Yaka yosi es yosi. May yosi hit yosi or destroy, smite yosi. Ani shamati v'neishu ben arba osios. V'ola v'gamatria elokim. So the Bar Neuro says he's heard that this is because Yosi is a name of four letters, just like God's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and the Gematria is the same as Elohim, which is a name of God. V'kach machnis shem ben arba osios liyosi. So that's why they chose this particular euphemism for this stand-in during the course of the trial. Nigmar ha-din, if the trial has concluded. Uboin based in lomar chayavu, and they are inclined to convict. Lo hayu yecholin lahargo, Alpi Eduzu Shishamu. They cannot convict him based on this testimony that they heard. Because you know what? Maybe he really did say Yosi. Maybe he was talking about his friend Yosi. Oh, I hope Yosi beats himself up. Shahari Lo Shamu Midfihem Ela Klalas Kinoi. Because they only heard the curse in the euphemism. They have to know explicitly what they're convicting him for. Elamotzi Nes Kolha Dem Lechutz. They send everybody out. To Ganaihu Lahashmiya Birkas Hashem Larabim. Because it's a disgrace for this blasphemy to be heard publicly. Skipping a little, Afani Shamati Kamohu, I heard what he heard. Ve'eno tzarech lahazkir bikas shem b'shem. And he doesn't need to repeat using God's name. So only the one person has to do it, so the others can confirm that they heard what the first guy heard. Vashlishi Omer, and the third says, why is there a third? Eza kamanda Omer, ma'ashnayim edus achas, ashlosha edus achas. So this is according to the opinion that just like two witnesses constitute a single testimony, even three witnesses constitute a single testimony. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.